You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. We've just heard from Fresno Unified Trustees Terry Sladek and Veva Eastless about the board's motion to censure Sladek. But there's also a group of concerned citizens and parents who want Sladek to be recalled from the board, in part because students say he threatened to kick kids off the cheer team at Bullard High School if they brought up a blackface incident again, one that involved two cheerleaders who were allowed to stay on the team. I spoke with Stacy Williams, who is leading the recall effort. Stacy, you're known in Fresno as a community organizer. Tell me how you got involved in leading the recall.
Some local parents and students actually reached out to me with a previous incident that happened and had noticed the district wasn't taking the correct action on a previous incident, the blackface incident that happened in Fresno. So
With Sladek,
yes. And so he has continued that and when he approached the cheerleaders and got involved in yelling and threatening them, that's when people came to me and said, "We need your help."
And so how does a recall process work?
People think it's simple. Why haven't you filled out paperwork? Don't you just go down and say you want to recall someone? You actually need to get momentum. You need to get a community involved. You need to get a committee. You need to have some conversations about money and a debt. How much is this going to cost? There has to be a legal team because we have to file a letter of intention. He has to be served that letter of intention. We have to have 10 proponents from the district that are willing to have their name and address published in the Fresno Bee, which in this situation is very scary for people because they're afraid of retaliation. So after that, he has to be served the notice of intention with the 10 proponents, and then we can file with Brandy Orth's office.
And do you have to have signatures too?
So the first 10 proponents' signatures are the initial just to get it started, right? And then after that, once we get it started and everything's done, we're going to need about 10,000 signatures from the Bullard region to recall him.
10,000.
10,000.
These proponents are parents typically?
Yes, typically concerned citizens. Some parents have actually backed out recently because they're in fear for their children and retaliation from the district and retaliation from Sladek. So now we're trying to get people that maybe don't have children in the district to protect them.
And where in the process are you?
So right now, our legal team is looking over the letter of intention. It has to be 200 words or less. And so I have a team of lawyers that are going over that. We wanted to add some censure language, so we wanted to wait. We had a draft. So today and tomorrow, they will finish up that intention letter. We do have our 10 proponents with the signatures ready. So we're looking at, we're able to serve him probably next week.
Now, I'm sure many people have this question. Can the board lead a recall effort?
They cannot.
So that's why it's up to the public.
It has to be his voters. So it has to be the people that elected him. So state and local laws say that whoever elected him needs to recall him.
And I know that you're not in Sladek's district, but he said in an interview that his core group of constituents support him. Have you heard anything that contradicts this?
So far, we have not heard any support. This actually seems to be bipartisan. It seems to be Republican, Democrat, rich, poor, black, white. Everybody seems to be appalled by his behavior and saying that this is not a safe way to act. We had on a Sunday Morning Matters show where the women Republican leader, she came on and denounced his activity. So I think there's a lot of conservative people as well. And he only got about 3,000 votes in that district. That's not that many. So even if those 3,000 people agree with him, do they still agree with him now is the difference? And from what we're seeing in the community, there's an overwhelming no.
And has a trustee ever been recalled before that you know of?
It's been 30 years.
30 years since
a trustee
was recalled.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why?
I don't know. I haven't investigated that yet. And then I think it's been at least over 20 years since someone has been censured as well. So we're doing some groundbreaking community work in Fresno right now.
So you're not in Sladek's district. So why be involved in a recall?
Yeah, I've asked myself that same question. When the community needs a voice, when people's children and family are in danger, they look for someone to lead. And so at this point, like I've told Sladek, pick on someone your own size. At this point, I've taken up that charge. All these children don't deserve this. It's really a community safety issue. And so I have asked if anybody else wants to volunteer to take on this recall effort. And so far, there's no volunteer.
And quickly, how much does a recall effort typically cost? What do you have to prepare for?
It's going to be at least $100,000. And that's without the candidate that you want to replace them. That's just the recall effort. So there also has to be someone that signs on to replace him. That's going to be a whole nother campaign cost. But just the recall effort in itself is probably going to be between lawyers and signatures and website and signs. I mean, it's like running a campaign. You're going to need about $100,000 minimally.
Mostly from donations?
Correct.
How long does it usually take?
We have 120 days to collect 10,000 signatures. So the recall can take about 6 months, give or take, because you have some time in the beginning, you have some time to verify in the end, and then you have 120 days to collect the signatures.
Thanks, Stacey, for coming in.
Thank you.